And we're back. This is Teenage Sports with your host, Michael Barra. Today we're going to be going over NFL position rankings for the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. I got two guests on here today. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Boone McDougal. It's a pleasure to be back. Spewing my knowledge all over this podcast again.
This is Brendan Sorsby. People like to call me Sergeant. Yep, let's go.
All right, what position you guys want to start with?
QBs.
All right, we'll start at 10 and go up. Go first, and then Boom, and then Sorsby. So on my number 10, I got Big Ben.
I also have Big Ben.
I have Baker Mayfield.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you biased.
I'm not being biased.
All right, so me and Boom have the same one. So explain Baker at 10.
I just think that since he didn't have a good year last year, there's only up from here. And I feel like that since OBJ and Jarvis weren't on the same page, I feel like they're going to start clicking this year. It's going to be crazy. Baker.
Are you a fan of their new head coach?
I think he's going to be good. I think they're going to run the ball a lot, which is going to open up the pass game more. So,
all right.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Stefanski is definitely going to be better with Baker than
Kitchens was.
That's not asking much, though. Kitchens was awful.
No, Kitchens doesn't deserve a high school coaching job.
He really doesn't. He is a positions coach.
Yeah, I have Big Ben. Also, I have an honorable mention here, Jimmy Garoppolo. Either of them could be there at 10. But Big Ben, I think the Steelers would have been a very good team last year if Big Ben didn't get hurt. Their defense is insane, so Big Ben's going to be on the field a lot this year because Minka Fitzpatrick, T.J. Watt, who I think should have gotten a Defensive Player of the Year, in my opinion. But, yeah, I think that those two are – going to get Big Ben on the field a lot. Juju's going to have to step it up, though, because he hasn't been able to handle number one corners yet, but also he had Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges throwing to him.
Yeah, which are horrible. But, they're horrible.
Yeah, and James Washington, he did really good last year for a rookie being a number two receiver. I think them two will be better this year with Big Ben back. So I think it's just going to be a conditioning thing. This is the first time Big Ben's had to train to get back in shape, which that would be interesting.
Yeah, I think the Steelers are probably the best team in the NFL in creating wide receivers. I mean, James Washington, like you said, one of their younger players. They just create wide receivers. They created
better than the Patriots?
I say the Patriots are the best at creating.
Yeah, I'd say the Patriots are.
Creating wide receivers?
Edelman came from nothing. Hogan came from nothing. Pretty much.
Wes Welker.
Yeah. Just like some small names that are now big names.
I mean, I can see where you guys are coming from, but the star factor of the Steelers and what they've been able to create there. I mean, Patriots are definitely, I mean, they've taken nothing and put it into something, but I think the Steelers have turned their wide receivers into absolute stars.
I feel like that the Patriots have more, but like you said, like AB is like, you know what I mean? Like he's better than Julian Edelman, obviously, and probably.
Well, Juju, too.
Yeah, he's better than probably all of them that the Patriots have made, but like you said, I mean, it could be either way.
All right, let's move to 9. I have the quarterback for my Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott.
I have Mr. Locke in the Denver Broncos.
Oh.
I have – it's going to be shocking. I have Justin Herbert.
Wow. All right. That's not at all where I expected any of us to go or you two to go. So you're – I guess we'll find out later if you have Burrow higher, but where do you think Herbert's going to go?
I think he's going to go to San Diego. I think Tua's going to get drafted by Miami.
You don't think the Chargers are just going to stick with Tyrod?
No. Why would they? They're just gonna no.
And even if they, even if he is the starter, they're still gonna draft a quarterback, I think. I agree with that actually.
I think it's a little far fetched. I think Herbert's really good, but
I
don't think he's a top 10.
I don't agree with the part that Herbert's number 9. I agree with the part that he could go to San Diego. Or actually it's Los Angeles now.
Yeah.
I just think he's gonna, if he does go LA. To LA, then I feel like he's got Keenan Allen, he's got Mike Williams, he's got some good receivers to throw to, so and Eckler's a receiving back now since Gordon's out of there.
I mean, yeah, he'd be a good fit. I don't think he's top 10, though.
Guess we'll find out.
So, you and boom, you have Drew Locke. I think that's also a stretch to me.
Is it? He went 4-1 when he took over.
I mean, he played five games. He played five games, and you're putting him in your, as your one of your top quarterbacks in the league over Jimmy Garoppolo, who just led his team to the Super Bowl.
Jimmy G didn't really lead his team to the Super Bowl. Their running backs led their team to the Super Bowl.
They did. But
the front seven led the team. The defense led that team to the Super Bowl.
But Jimmy Garoppolo was still there. And, I mean, you also have Big Ben playing. You have Drew Locke over Big Ben.
Yeah.
I don't know the top of your list, so I don't know who else you have over Drew Locke over. But – I just think that's a stretch. I don't know. Is Cortland Sutton enough for him to throw to?
I mean, in five games, he went 4-1 and was very effective with a not that good of a team. Now they have Melvin, and they're gonna have a good run game. Phillip Lindsay and Melvin are gonna be good for each other. So I think they're gonna be a better. Like I said. When we predicted the standings, they're going to be a 4 seed because that division's so good, but it's not going to be Drew Locke's fault. I think he's going to be a beast.
Have we not seen young quarterbacks who don't have tape on them come in and do good? Have we not just seen this already and then their next season not do as well?
That's Baker. Baker had a good first season.
I feel like that's Baker. I feel like that's Dak.
Dak's season was a lot worse, yes.
But what about Patrick Mahomes?
He didn't have his first season, really. Like, his first season was his best season.
No, okay.
But now, I guess.
Well, Patrick Mahomes sit behind Alex Smith for a year?
Yeah, he didn't come out.
Drew Locke sat until the end of the season.
But it's not a full year under one of...
Mahomes came in for one game, I think it was, to play.
Okay, what about... we've seen a lot of guys have success their first year and come back the next year. It's not just Baker. Not everybody's going to be Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I feel like Baker is able to break out of that mold, even though I'm not a Baker fan at all. He has OBJ, Jarvis Landry, a better O-line, and people like Cortland Sutton isn't enough to throw to.
We'll see. So you got Dak. Let's hear that.
Yeah, I got Dak. Dak's still going to have the ability to throw to Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup. He still has Zeke. His O-line got a little bit worse with Travis Frederick going out, but I don't see
– it's nothing we haven't seen before because Frederick didn't play a whole season. So, I mean
– exactly.
Yeah, but Dak puts up great stats. But he just – y'all can't say he performed good last year. I mean, he just didn't. But I have Dak higher than you do, actually, Michael.
Yeah, so do I.
Really? And I'm supposed to be the Dak lover out of you two.
Yeah, I'm not a big Dak fan, and I think he definitely could have been better. But I think he'll improve next year with a better coach.
I think so, too.
I have him at number 8. I have him next.
All right, I have Tom Brady at 8.
I got Rodgers.
I have Dak at 8 just because I think he's going to be better this year. And he wasn't terrible last year. He just wasn't elite.
But, now he has the coaching behind him. Or what we think is going to be the coaching behind him.
Yeah.
I feel like if we get him out on the run, if the Cowboys get him out on the run, that's whenever he does best. Just sitting back in the pocket is not his game.
I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. I always have been. I've always been big on Rodgers. But I actually don't have him in my top 10 this year.
Wow. I just didn't have a great year
last year.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I don't think Rodgers. That's why I have him at 8. I don't think he's going to be top 5 or anything. I just don't. I feel like he's going to have a good season, just not like Britton said. I don't think he's going to be elite.
I hope he does. I'm a big Rodgers fan. I don't know. I've guys above him that I think will be better.
So. I think that super elite Rodgers is probably gone. He's starting to age. He's got a new head coach, but I think he's going to be better under that head coach, Matt LaFleur.
It's going to turn into the Aaron Jones show next year, I think. It already kind of was last year.
Yeah, and
it should Aaron Jones have the most touchdowns out of anybody last year?
I'm not sure about that.
I think he did. He had most touchdowns from a running back. So, and he didn't even – I think he was like 6th or 7th in yards, but he had the most touchdowns. So,
Sorsby, did you add Dak?
No, I had Rodgers.
Oh, you had Rodgers?
Yeah.
All right, let's move to number 7. I got Deshaun Watson.
I have Brady.
I had Breeze.
So for my Deshaun Watson, I wanted to put him higher, but I mean, he lost D-Hop. When you lose a top 3 wide receiver in the league, you're just not going to be as good. I don't like his head coach. They tried to replace D-Hop with Randall Cobb. I mean, come on. They don't have the draft capital. I mean, they have a little bit from the D-Hop trade, but it's not enough to go get a top wide receiver that's going to replace D-Hop's catches.
I feel like there's enough wide receivers in the draft to get a good one. A really good one. I don't think he's going to be any D-Hop, like you said, but I think they can replace him with a good one.
I dropped Deshaun lower on my list than I had him before that trade came out. Because obviously if you lose D-Hop, that's a big loss. I still have him higher than you do, but I do not like Billy O at all. Bill O'Brien is not a smart coach. I think he's kind of like Freddie Kitchens. He doesn't know how to handle players. I mean, when you compare a guy who's never got any suspensions, never got in any trouble, to Aaron Hernandez, I mean, come on.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Especially, it's not like he was it's not like you're talking to your third string punter or something, your practice squad guys. You're talking the best, the face of your franchise. Well, him or J.J. Watt, the face of your franchise. And
D-Hop's earned a lot more respect for what he's done over his career than to be get talked to like that from a coach that no one likes. So
yeah. I mean, we can't say he leads his team to the playoffs. Like, I mean, they're not gonna win a Super Bowl or anything, but
But he should look at his team.
I mean, I wouldn't say that his team is Super Bowl talent. Like no, even last playoff year, talent. Have, it's playoff I mean, talent, yeah, but. I don't know.
Who'd you have, Boom?
He's not a good coach.
I have Brady.
So you're higher on Brady than I am, which is confusing because me and you, whenever we did our NFL predictions, I was higher on Brady in that one.
I don't think Brady is going to be Brady.
I don't even have Brady in my top 10.
I think that anybody who has Chris Godwin and Mike Evans to throw to and a guy who's already had success, I mean, I don't know. See, the reason why I didn't have the Buccaneers higher, Michael, is because their defense. Remember, I was high on their offense, but their defense is not going to be that great. I think their offense is going to be really good, even though I'm the first one to tell you that the Patriots had the old Tom Brady last year, they probably would have done a lot better last year because he's not the same. But if you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, I think you're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I can agree with that. I think Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, they're both in my top 10. I'll just say that now. So when you have those two on your offense, you should be able to do something with it, but he is, is he 42 or 43?
I think 43, I think.
Yeah. So, and quarterbacks don't age like punters or kickers. So it's gonna eventually catch up to him. But then,
oh yeah, by the end of his contract, he's done after this contract.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. All right, who did Soars we have?
I had Breeze.
Oh, I had Breeze higher. I don't think
I had Breeze higher too.
What's the why Breeze at six?
I mean, he's really, really good. But like you said, I think he's getting older. He's gonna. I'm not gonna say like he slowed down. He's gonna slow down or anything. I just think that my six above him are gonna do better.
Man, I mean, he just threw to a receiver.
He's throwing to Michael Thomas, and it's Michael Thomas.
Insane. He just set the single season reception record last year,
and he just added Emmanuel Sanders to that offense.
Yep, I just think my six above him are gonna have a better year.
But that's fair.
All right.
So my number, we're on number six.
Yep.
Yeah.
So my number six, I have Aaron Rodgers.
Mine, this is probably my biggest surprise, I'd say, out of any of mine. Kyler Murray.
That's who I have, is Kyler Murray.
So I don't have Kyler at all on my top 10. I thought about putting Kyler because now he has D-Hop, but I feel like he's going to hit that Baker Mayfield regression. I mean, just like Baker did, and
I don't either.
I think Kingsbury is a really good coach, and Baker's second year had Kitchens, and those two don't even compare because Kingsbury.
I still think Kingsbury's a good coach. He couldn't win with Tech, and then he gets hired to an NFL team. That didn't make any sense to me. You get fired.
I bet you they make the playoffs this year.
Wow. Big prediction by Soresby.
The addition of D-Hop, they already had Kirk, which is good. They had some good rookie receivers. They got a lot of young talent. They have Kenyon Drake, who did really good for them.
What about the defense, though?
Their defense isn't even that bad. I mean,
they still got Adrian Peterson or Patrick.
They got Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones, one of the most underrated defensive linemen in the league. Gets sacks after sacks.
I think they'll be a good team, but I don't know. The reason I have Kyler is because kind of what Swordby said. Kenyon Drake's doing pretty good.
Which is why they traded David Johnson was because, one, why not get one of the best receivers in the league? And still, Drake did just as good as David Johnson.
In my opinion, David Johnson's not good anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
We haven't seen him play a full season.
It doesn't matter. I mean, that's the problem. That's the problem. Is he just keeps getting hurt, and I don't think he's the same, but. I don't know. I just have Murray because obviously you had D-Hop and he's a running threat. I mean, I don't think his size hurts him that much. I mean,
he's accurate and
when Drew Brees came into the league, everybody said that his size was going to hurt him. He came in and proved that he's going to do the same. He's going to break records just like he did in college. So I think Kyler Murray's not going to beat Drew Brees, but I think he's going to be able to make up for his size.
Yeah, I mean, I have Rodgers. We've already pretty much went in depth on that. I just think my five above him are just gonna be better. Just gonna have a better season. Rodgers doesn't really have anyone to throw to. He has Devontae Adams, and that's it. And I guess Aaron Jones. But if he gets another wide receiver, I could definitely see him moving up higher on my quarterback rankings.
I think that's they're gonna pick a receiver. I think.
Yeah.
All right, number five. Wait, what'd you say, Sorge?
I said they just lost Geronimo Allison, who is one of their three, so they have to, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But.
All right, my number five is probably my most controversial one on my list. I have Matt Ryan.
Ooh, he's not even my top 10.
He's not in my top 15, if I had a top 15. I have Deshaun Watson.
I have Dak.
Wow. So, for my Matt Ryan one, I mean, I think Matt Ryan in fantasy, I know this isn't based just off of fantasy, but fantasy, he's always pretty average, pretty decent. I think his defense is going to get better. His defense is going to be better this year. He's going to be on the field more. He has a top three wide receiver, or I guess a top four in mind, wide receiver in Julio. He has Calvin Ridley. Top four? Hold on. Don't let me lose you. He has Todd Gurley now, who I think is better than Devontae Freeman. I think that O-line isn't awful. I think he's just going to go out and do the same thing he does every year, and that's just be consistent, and I think he'll be able to lead his team to the playoffs.
Do what he does every year, get destroyed by Tom Brady in the same division.
And it's unfortunate that he didn't join the same division, but whatever.
Hey, nice new uniforms, though. He's got that going for him. I guess Tom Brady has those, too, though.
Yeah, Tom Brady also got new uniforms.
So, yeah.
I Watson, big Watson fan. I'm really mad that the Clemson boys had to break up. I think I'd have Watson at four, and my guy that I have at four below Watson, if it wasn't for the D-Hop trade. I think Watson's going to actually be worse now because, I mean, Will Fuller, Randall Cobb, I don't think David Johnson's that good anymore.
I think Will Fuller has, 1,200-yard potential if he could play a full season.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to be their main target. He's going to be their main guy. But, I think that J.J. Watt needs to play a full season and get that defense back to what it was because if not, Deshaun's not going to be on the field much anyway. But I think he's still a really good quarterback, and he'll make up for D-Hop being gone. But I would have had him a lot higher if it wasn't for that.
Quick question, Boom. With Clowney still being a free agent currently, could you see a reunion to the Texans?
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, actually. I don't know. I don't know how Clowney feels about the Texans anymore, but I just think it's crazy to me that him or that it just like Cam, like Clowney's a great player. I don't know why somebody hasn't fined him. There's got to be something that we don't know about going on there. I don't know.
I think he's just asking for too much money, and he doesn't really put up the sack numbers. He's really good in the trenches. He's really good at doing.
He's
got
pressure, but he's not gonna.
But he's still a beast. There's no reason he doesn't have a team.
I think it's just his asking price.
It's
is
his
crazy.
Contract that he's wanting. It's too much.
I know this is probably off topic, but Alden Smith getting signed to the Cowboys, does that mean if the Cowboys are going to sign somebody like Alden Smith, Antonio Brown?
No.
No, because
– a lot of people think that.
Alden Smith, we all know, is not a good guy.
He's a good player whenever he played, that's for sure.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Or what about the Bengals? What happens if the Bengals get Antonio Brown, get Joe Burrow and Antonio Brown on the same field?
I don't see Antonio Brown playing in the NFL next season.
I mean, the Bengals are so desperate right now. And they had Burfict on their team for so long. Why not AB?
Burfict is not even close to what AB is.
It'll be the Ravens to play with Marquise.
I don't see Browning going in at all. But let's go on and move on to four. I have Drew Brees.
I have Lamar.
I have Lamar too.
Wow. Okay. Drew Brees, I mean, he has Emmanuel Sanders now. He's really good still. I think he's 40, 41. He's still got Kamara, still got a really good O-line, and I think that defense is going to get him on the field enough. Hopefully he can play a full season and not get tired towards the end of the season like he tends to do sometimes or these last few years. And hopefully their playoff run cannot get busted like the last 3 years.
I'm not, you know how much I'm not a Lamar fan.
But I think you have to put him up here. I don't think Lamar is that great of a thrower. You know, we've already talked about that, the whole Pro Bowl skills thing. We saw that, and I just he does have targets. He made defenses look silly last year, and I think that his passing game's not going to be as good this year, but I think his running game might get better.
That's fair.
And he's got really good.
That's how I feel about it. I just think that whenever you can win games, I don't think I don't think he's gonna lose games. He's not gonna lose over 5 games next year. That's how I feel.
Oh,
because of
I disagree.
I agree
because of his run game. You can't defend the read option. Like you hand the ball to Mark Ingram, he's gonna get 4 or 5.
I had the Browns winning the Super Bowl. That's why I disagree. Because
yeah.
They're in the same division, so yeah. And the Steelers, I think they'll be good too.
I'm very interested, since that was our 4, I'm very interested who the 3 guys are that you guys have above. Because
I don't think there's a question who I have above.
Well, my number 3 is Lamar.
My number 3 is Drew Brees.
I have Deshaun at number 3 still.
Wow. Okay, even with losing D-Hop?
Even with losing D-Hop.
And I don't think that O-line's very fantastic. But, I mean, if he goes out and balls out and if they can draft a good wide receiver to put up.
The reason I say that is because, I feel like the other receivers when D-Hop was there were non-existent. I feel like he's going to space the ball out more. And I feel like it's not – people are going to – they're not going to be focused on one receiver. And then the whole game just canceled out. I mean, Deshaun balled out last year with D-Hop, but I think he's going to do – good or just as good or even better this year.
That was the problem with the Texans is there was some games where D-Hop got shut down and they didn't know what to do because they didn't have a running back and they didn't really know how to get the ball to their other receivers. So maybe spacing the ball out is going to be good for them.
I mean, we saw that same thing with the Cowboys, I believe, with Dez Bryant. I feel like targets were forced to Dez Bryant.
Yes, it was terrible.
And yes. That's why we got rid of him. It was less about just his skill, because I still think he's a NFL wide receiver, but I think we just need to get him out of the locker room because targets are being forced to him, and Dak wanted to space the ball out.
Yeah, I have Drew Brees up there because, like I said earlier, he's still putting up great numbers. He didn't play for 5 games, and he still put up how many yards? I mean, he's still. I don't think he's going to regress that much. Now, next season, the season after next, maybe. But, I mean, he literally just did throw to a record-setting receiver. I mean, we really didn't see any signs of him slowing down. I mean, he hurt his thumb. But, I mean, other than that, did we really see him slow down much?
We didn't. But the season before last season, the end of that season – he did not look very good going into the playoffs. I think he got tired. So with that injury last year, I think it helped the Saints. I think it did more good than bad. Drew Brees was able to take some time off and then not have to play a full season. That's why I wish they didn't lose Teddy, because I think Drew Brees is obviously the best quarterback, better than Teddy and everything, but him having to play a full season this upcoming season, it's going to be tricky.
It's not like they would have stuck Teddy in there at all. Like, if Brees isn't hurt, they're not going to stick Teddy in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't really agree with that. Like, he's not going to get tired, really, I don't think.
I don't think he'll get tired either. That's just my opinion, but we'll see. I mean, I don't think it's really been him that's cost the Saints these playoff games.
But, I mean, you have the calls, the bad calls, and then a lot of things factor into it. But can you really tell?
Okay, so the year before last, that was the PI call, right?
Yeah.
So, did he really get tired? I mean, they won that game. They should. We all know they should have won that.
Did
game.
He get
so
tired good. Though? He yes, I understand that was a horrible call. But who had the ball first in OT? The Saints did. And I'm pretty sure he threw a pick on that drive.
Okay, but you can't say that one mistake and one drive.
There's going to be missed calls in football games. It's football.
You mean whenever you say, tired, you mean, just not being able to finish it out?
I mean, just arm strength and everything. If you look back at the season before last season, going into the playoffs, he was not a good full Drew Brees, but it wasn't due to injury. He was, I think he was just tired. His 39th age year? You start digressing, or everyone does at this age.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like you run out, like you don't have the energy that you used to. I still don't think that he was tired that year, though. Like, that's
yeah. I think.
I mean, we might see him this year get tired at the end of the season, but
I think this is his last top five in the league year. This is his last one, but I still think he'll be number three. I mean, I think he's going to be a beast.
And I mean, I'm not hating on him. I have him at four. I have him above a ton of quarterbacks. I'm just worried about him playing the full year.
Gotcha.
All right.
So number two, I think our picks from up are probably the same. I have Russell.
Russell
and Mahomes are my next two. Russell second, Mahomes one.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can just like skim over those.
I mean, yeah. I don't think there's much to talk about there.
I mean, yeah.
Two best quarterbacks in the league. So, yeah, there's nothing to say.
All right. You guys want to move on to the running backs now?
Yeah. I might as well just go in order. Running backs, receivers, tight ends.
All right. So, for my number 10, I switched this around a lot. I have Aaron Jones.
I have Todd Gurley.
I also have Aaron Jones.
So I'm interested about the Todd Gurley thing. You guys didn't seem to want to give me Matt Ryan there, but with a better running back, don't you think Matt Ryan would be better, especially since you have Todd Gurley at 10?
I feel like it might take some of his stats away, but I'm not going to say that now because I don't know how much they're going to run the ball to him. Because the Rams had some heavy games with Todd Gurley.
The thing is, like,
Matt Ryan needs to be able to air the ball out 50 times a game to put up the stats that he does because he's going to throw some picks.
Yeah. I think Todd Gurley is going to be better than he was with the Rams because, like I said in the other podcast, I'm a big Sean McVay fan, but then we realized, you know, we thought he was this great offensive mind, but then – we realized that when everybody shut down Todd Gurley, they had no offense. They did not know what to do when Todd Gurley got shut down, and that was a problem.
I think that's I rethought that, and I think that's less on Sean McVay. Think about it. They lost their running back. They have a limited quarterback. They lost Cooper. I know their wide receivers also had injuries, and their O-line had injuries.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My point is, though, is Gurley's going to a lot better offense with weapons around him. So I think he's going to be better because he's not going to have such a responsibility.
They just added Laquon Treadwell, which is going to give him three good receivers. Laquon hasn't got to see the field a lot, but he was a former first-round pick. So I think they'll be good. I think they have three really good receivers. Calvin Ridley and Julio are really good. And then adding Todd will just make it easier for Todd and even Matt Ryan. Like looking back at it, Michael was right probably because they can't defend the pass game whenever you're running the ball, and you can't defend both, if that makes any sense, really.
Offense. And I think they've been limited run game-wise the last few years because Devontae Freeman will get hurt or he won't perform. So if they can run the ball, Matt Ryan is going to throw the ball to those good receivers. Yeah.
Before I talk about Aaron Jones, that's who I have at number 9, so we kind of lump him in.
Yeah, I mean, he was a beast last year. I don't know if he's going to continue that up because I think they're going to draft a wide receiver and Aaron's going to throw the ball more. I think he's going to just want to. I think that's just going to be on him. Like you've said, boom, he's the GM probably of that team.
Yeah.
Just like Peyton Manning was. So I think he's going to want this upcoming season to throw the ball more, which may not be what Matt LaFleur wants, but
I think Aaron Jones is still going to put up some touchdowns for sure. I don't know if he's going to put up a lot of yards.
Yeah.
He's going to get in the end zone, though.
So you have Aaron Jones at number 9. I have Kamara.
I have David Johnson at number 9.
Let's get that over with. What's making you put David Johnson at 9?
I don't know. Which is a big if, like, this is huge. But if he stays healthy, I feel like he will have a good season. Even receiving, because he can receive. He's shown that he can.
Does he have an offensive receiving line?
Huh?
Does he have an offensive line?
I mean,
they have Tunsil. They don't. Their offensive line is probably like middle of the pack.
Yeah, it's middle. I mean, it's mid class. It's mid class.
It's not it's awful. Just,
even when he was healthy, though, he didn't perform. Like, I don't know.
No, when he was fully healthy, like 2014.
When he was fully healthy, he was good.
He was one of the best halfbacks, if not the best.
Yeah, but how many years ago was that?
That's a while.
Yeah.
It was like two or three. 3 years ago, probably.
Yeah, so.
I just think he's going to have a good season with the Texans. New team. Maybe he'll stay healthy, which is a big maybe, but. We'll see. I
mean, that'll reinforce your Deshaun Watson at three, Sorsby. I'm pretty sure that's where you put him. If David Johnson is really good, then Deshaun Watson could easily be three.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if Deshaun's three, I think that's going to help David Johnson be number nine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Deshaun passes the ball really well. They're going to start defending the pass a lot more, and then David's going to have more running room, more, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You need diversity to have good stats. You can't be the only guy on the team.
You got anything to say about David Johnson? Boom.
No, I think I already said it, but I do want to talk about Kamara. I've been a big Kamara fan, but he did not do good. He was not the same last year. I don't know if we saw a Baker Mayfield type deal. I know they're different positions, but I mean his. For the year before last, he was a beast, but he also had Mark Ingram.
I think that's the big thing is he had Mark Ingram, and I think that offense was run a little bit different. I just don't think Kamara is a fantastic talent. I think he's in a really good system that's going to work him. I think Latavius Murray is an okay number two.
They used him way too much last year, in my opinion. They didn't give Kamara the ball. Enough.
Well, I think he was injured if I'm not mistaken last year. So I don't want to take a ton off of last year, but I just don't think he's going to be better than my top eight.
I don't even have him in my top 10. So
okay. Let's move to eight. I have Josh Jacobs.
That's a great pick, but I have Chris Carson.
I have Todd Gurley.
Wow. So I'm just a hater on Todd Gurley, I guess. I don't like his injury. Even though I want him to do good and I think he's gonna do better. I just didn't put him in my top 10. But I mean, he's probably 11 for me.
Yeah, I feel like we already like went over this and everything. Like Britton gave good explanation.
Yeah, and I have Josh Jacobs at 8. I think that offense is gonna be a lot better. I'm not a big Derek Carr hater like a lot of people are.
He's actually my seven, so I agree with you. Like, I think
he's my seven too. Josh Jacobs is my seven. I have Chris Carson because in my opinion, he was really good last year, and then he got hurt, and the Seahawks had no run game because all the running backs got hurt. But I think he's going to be really good again because he has a really good offense. Wilson, Metcalf, Lockett. I mean.
He's basically just a faster version. I'm not going to compare him to Marshawn Lynch, really, but Marshawn Lynch could hit and truck and everything, but I think Chris Carson can do the same. He's just more athletic than Marshawn
Lynch. Yeah, he's a really athletic power back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you consider a passing running back a power back? Because he was huge. Because I had him on my fantasy team last year, so I know a lot about this guy. He was huge in the passing game.
Yeah, but he also.
I mean, you can also run people you can over. Pass to a power running back. I mean,
yeah, he could run people over too.
I mean my comparison to him. Is
that's
young
what we're
David
saying.
Johnson.
He's athletic. He's versatile.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's an athletic power back. He can do both.
All right. Who did you have, Boom? You had Chris Carson.
At 8, yeah. And then 7, I have Jacobs.
Do I have 7?
I have Chris Carson. So we can just move on to our number 6. My number 6, I have Dalvin Cook.
Wow, that low? After last year's fantasy?
my literal team was Dalvin Cook last year. I got him from Mr. Sergeant Swordby over there.
That's who I have at 6 is Dalvin.
Wow, I can't believe that. But I have – this is – the lowest I've ever ranked him probably since he's been in the league, Zeke.
Wow. At number six.
I have him at five, so that's not too far of a stretch.
I have him at three.
And I have him at six because I think Tony Pollard needs more carries.
I don't.
He needs more carries, but I don't think he's going
to
get them.
I think he needs more catches. I think they need to put him at the slot. That's my personal opinion. But Tony Pollard played slot in college.
Every time he was in the game and ran the ball, he did. He was effective. I mean, I don't know.
He played slot in college and running back, and I feel like he can do more at slot because we don't – you know what I mean? We just got rid of Randall, so.
That's actually a fantastic idea because we don't really – I mean, Mack McGallum.
Well, I think that would be great having Zeke and Pollard up on the field at the same time. Now, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, though. We tend to not do what makes sense here lately, so.
Well, that's why I don't think Tony Pollard is going to get more carries in the running back positions. That's why I have Zeke higher.
We have two starting kickers that signed within a week, so, I mean.
I'm not a hater of that.
I'm glad we got Greg DeLeg.
I am, too.
Yeah, I don't think we should assign Kay, though, or Kai, however you say it.
Yeah, but I mean, good for him.
Whatever.
He's gonna make a living now.
Maybe we didn't know that Greg was gonna be.
Yeah.
Up.
I mean, it was. You don't want to go into the season with a no kicker.
No, I want to hear. I want to hear why y'all have Dalvin so low.
So
I feel like his. Oh, you want to go first?
Nah, go for it.
All right. So I feel like his other seasons prior to this. I mean, didn't he get hurt? He got hurt, right?
Yeah, he got hurt.
Out for like a whole season, I think.
Yes, a whole season. I believe so.
Yeah, so he got hurt, and how many years has he been in the league? Two or three?
I think that was his third year, or no, that was probably his third year last year.
Okay, so I just feel like it was kind of like a, I don't want to say a one-hit wonder, because I think he's going to do again. Like, I don't think he's going to have those stats, but I think he's going to perform again. Like, I think he's going to be a top six running back. I just don't think he's going to be one of the, like, top three, top fours, like, I don't think he's going to be the best, one of the great. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, for one.
Go ahead. I have him high, but the only thing that I see, I don't think he's going to be like a like Chris Johnson type dude who has a crazy year and then just that was it. The only reason why I could see him regressing is y'all know how much I like Stefanski.
I was just about to say he's losing his running Stefanski. Back.
So
and they were run heavy.
Run heavy.
And they should have Diggs. And they just lost Diggs, which takes away a passing threat. So
I mean, they should have been run heavy though, because I mean, even in the play action game was perfect. I mean that offense with who they had was, I mean, Stefanski did a great job in my opinion. But losing him, I don't know what's going to happen now. I hope they don't ruin that, because they still have talent. Even though they lost Diggs, they're still going to be, could be a good offense. So.
I mean, I just wasn't able to put him up high. Last fantasy year, I traded Le'Veon Bell for Dalvin Cook for Mr. Sorsby. And I got a ton of hate for it. From both of these two.
A lot of people didn't think Dalvin was going to be what he was, but
that was a great move. But are y'all ready to go to five?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
My five and six, I want to say I had Zeke at six. My five and six last year would have been my one and two, but I have Saquon at five.
I am so confused right now. Boom.
Did you just put Saquon at five?
I am so lost with that one. We'll discuss that in a second. I have Chubb at five. Sorsby?
I have Zeke at five.
Wow.
So. Okay, why don't we talk Saquon? I love Saquon, everything about Saquon. I hate that he's a Giant. I was at that draft when he got drafted, and I said, that's the best player in the draft. I was really frustrated. Cleveland could have got Saquon and Baker, in my opinion, if they would have played it right. But that's just me. Or Saquon and Josh Allen. They could have. I don't know. A lot of people disagree with me, but I think Josh Allen and Baker are about the same talent. They could have got so much better. But now Nick Chubb's doing good for him, so whatever. But anyway, Saquon – great player, but the literally only reason I have him that low is because of the four guys ahead of him. I can't say anything bad about him because I think he's great. I just think the four guys ahead of him are going to be better.
I'm going to say this and leave this here. I think Saquon is the most athletic running back in the league.
Oh, for sure.
100%. I'll agree with that.
And I think that the Giants got better. I don't know anything about Joe Judge. That's the
reason he's a Giant. And yeah, we don't know what's going to happen there next year.
I mean, hopefully they don't do better.
They have Jason Garrett calling the plays, though. Isn't he kind of pass heavy? Or am I completely wrong on that?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what Jason Garrett is. I mean, Garrett
could go there and be the best offensive coordinator in the league for our luck. But
the problem with Garrett is I don't even think he knows. If you want to be a good coach, let me tell you, if you want to be a good NFL coach or in college even, you have to have a staple, you know? Belichick, he has – you know what those guys are known for. You know what? Nick Saban's going to have a really good defense. You know, if you want to be a good coach, you have to have a signature – you know, you have to specialize in something. Nobody knows what Jason Garrett specializes in because 1 year he'll have a really good quarterback and 1 year he'll have a DeMarco Murray, you know? I mean – nobody knows what he's doing. So I don't – that's the problem. You don't know what the Giants are going to do next year.
So, yeah, I have Chubb. I'm guessing Boom has Chubb higher. I mean, he has the Browns winning the Super Bowl. I think Chubb is going to be really good. They still have Kareem Hunt, don't they?
Yeah, but he didn't really take that much away from
him. Third down back is what he is.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, I have Chubb at 4.
I have Derrick Henry.
I have Dalvin Cook.
So
everyone's been explained except for Derrick Henry, and that's I have at 3. So Mike, go ahead.
I don't think that I don't have the Titans making the playoffs next year. I don't think that they're going to be as good. I'm sorry. I think they're a one-hit wonder. As much as I want to see Tannehill go and succeed, he's probably the number one person I want to succeed that isn't a Cowboy, obviously, in the NFL. I just don't think they will. I don't think Derrick Henry was necessarily a one-hit wonder. Speaking, I still have him in my top 5, but I don't think he's going to be as good. I think teams are going to figure out how to stop him somewhat. And with the Titans not being a better team overall, I think that's going to hurt Derrick Henry.
All right. You want to move on to 3? I have Dalvin. We've already talked about him.
I have Zeke.
I have Nick Chubb.
I have Derrick Henry.
All right. I mean, we just have different positions for everything. My number 2, I have Saquon.
I have McCaffrey.
I have McCaffrey at 2.
Jeez, you guys. Okay.
So y'all probably know who my number 1 is going to be, but
real quick, Saquon at number 2. I don't see how he's going to drop as much as you guys think. I still think he's really good. He's still really young. He was injured part of last year, and I think he's just going to be even better than his rookie year, third season.
Mike, I agree, Mike. Trust me.
Yeah, he hasn't picked Saquon yet, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah. I have McCaffrey at 2 because – I think he's such a good passing threat that people take away from his run game, but he's still a really good runner. I mean, he had like how many all-purpose yards?
He was over 2,000. Wait, did he join the 1,000 club?
He did.
So that's kind of, you know, that's just you don't get that in anybody else in the league. I don't think a thousand. I mean, Chris Carson, those type of guys, they're going to be good at running and catching, but not that good. Like, he can literally do both at such a high level.
And I think he's going to regress a little bit this next season, but not enough.
I think he is too, because you got to remember, they had Kyle Allen. Like, what the heck? Dump, check down Charlie, is what you like
to call him. Yeah.
I mean, you have Teddy Two Glove now, who's going to do pretty good.
Teddy Two Glove.
I think Teddy Two Glove will be better for Christian McCaffrey, actually.
I don't. I think it's going to take away target share.
I think it's going to take away some targets, yeah. I don't think he's not going to run the ball. He's not going to look at the check down.
But he's still going to be a great runner, so.
Yeah, that's why I have him at one.
Okay, well, I have Derrick Henry at one.
I have Saquon.
So, I think you're just too high on Derrick Henry after 1 year. I mean, he's huge.
I agree.
He's big, so it's hard to stop him. But I don't know if he can just continue that through a full season, just blowing through people. And I don't think
someone's going to hit him low a couple times. He's going to be done. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna tell you
that, and teams are going to expect run.
No kidding.
I'm going to tell you, though. I mean, but you can't tell me that Bill Belichick didn't know they were going to run the ball almost every play of that game, and Bill Belichick still got beat. I mean, you can't tell me they weren't expecting run either. But I will say, I will give you this. My top five from Saquon, Cook, Chubb, McCaffrey, Henry, I think all those five could be mixed up. I mean, we all have them mixed up. I think we all had the top, probably this almost top nine. I think we all had the same guys. I think the top five, though, all my top five, I don't know. I mean, it's so hard to pick running backs. I mean, last year I had Kamara at one, and then now I don't even have him in. So it's just – the problem is running backs tend to have one-hit wonder seasons, and you don't know who's legit and who's not. Like Dalvin Cook, he could be.
I feel like the most consistent running back on my list right now is probably Zeke.
Mine is probably Zeke. That's why I still have him at three. Yeah. I think he's going to consistently have really good years.
Well, yeah, but I think Saquon, if he doesn't get hurt, would have had a great year last year too. So I think he's had a good year every year too.
All right.
And I don't think McCaffrey gets worse, that much worse.
No, I don't think he gets that much worse. I just think his target share passing-wise is going to go down.
Yeah.
I think Teddy's going to try to expand the field a little bit more than Kyle Allen did.
All right, let's move to receivers.
All right. Okay. My number 10 is Mike Evans.
Go ahead. All right, mine's Godwin, Chris Godwin.
Here's two players that I really wanted to find a way to put them in there. I have Godwin and OBJ not making it in, but would be my 11 and 12, but I have Jarvis Landry at 10.
Not Godwin over Landry?
Jeez.
Nope.
That's crazy.
You gave him a better quarterback than Jameis, and you take him out?
Yeah, because I think the Browns are going to get better. Like I said, I think Godwin and Landry are close, but I think it's hard for me to not put one of those Browns in there because I think they're going to have a way better off.
Either of them, I'd say you put OBJ, but that's just
me. I also agree.
Landry had a better year. Boom. Landry had a better year than OBJ last year.
You got to remember, though, it's Odell. Odell was...
Did y'all not see Jarvis Landry playing dodgeball? I mean, come on.
Boom, I have two questions for you. Do you have Mike Evans in your top 10?
Yes.
So, real quick, I'm just going to say now, I have Chris Godwin at 6. I can't see – Tom Brady is starting to turn into what Sorsby will call a check down Charlie. Chris Godwin ran out of the slot a ton. Mike Evans is built off of long passes, which Jameis used to be able to do, but Tom Brady isn't going to do that as much.
My deal is with Godwin is I'm not sold yet. Evans has put up – I mean, hold on. Hold on. Give me a second here. What I'm about to say. Mike Evans has put up. All right. So in his career, 2014, 1,051 yards. 2015, 1,200 yards. 2016, 1,300. 17, 1,000. 18, 1,500, 19, 1,100. He's put up 1,000 yards every year he's been in the NFL.
All with Jameis.
Okay, but you're really – do you think Brady's worse than Jameis?
Throw the deep ball just Jameis did.
Jameis is not better
– Went to the deep.
Jameis is not better at anything than Tom Brady. I'm sorry.
I think he's better at forcing the ball down the field, which is what Mike Evans wants. Chris Godwin is going to run
Mike Evans wants receptions, not interceptions.
I'm just saying – I'm not – like, y'all weren't sold completely on Dalvin Cook being a one year. I think Evans' consistency puts him over Godwin for me on that team.
That's fair.
Because, I mean, he had literally every year he's been in the league, he's put up great numbers every single year. So,
who did you have towards me?
I had Godwin.
Okay. For my number nine, I have probably one of Boom's favorite wide receivers in the dang league, Kenny Golladay.
Oh, I love Golladay, and I don't even have him in my top 10.
He's not on my top 10 either.
But jeez. I think he is a sleeper and a half. He is a guy that a lot of people, I think, are going to be like me and Sorsby and not give him as much credit. And I almost wish I could have put him in there. It's just another thing where I don't see where I could put him in there. My number nine is Diggs.
That's who I have at number nine.
So, real quick, I tried so hard to put Matthew Stafford in my top 10 quarterbacks. I think he is so underrated for what he does. He was injured for, like, the first time in his career last year that they never give him anything on that team.
Yeah.
And he's going to force the ball to Kenny Golladay.
I agree. I think Matthew Stafford's really good. It sucks that, like, literally, like, he doesn't have anybody. Like, Kenny Golladay's finally – I mean – yeah, he's had receivers, but his defense has never been
that good. Can't say he hasn't had anybody because he had the best receiver probably of all time.
Okay, not whoa, the best receiver okay, of all time.
Calm down. Top three.
Top five. Yeah.
Yes, he had okay. a wide receiver. Congratulations. Okay, but he didn't have his a head team. Coach.
Yeah, his team's not been good. I mean, the Lions can't even win games with Barry Sanders and Calvin. Yeah, literally, like, it's not – it wasn't Stafford. Stafford's a beast. But I have Diggs up there just because – he fits the Browns or fits the Bills perfect. Like, literally.
Deep balls.
John Brown and Cole Beasley, both small little guys, small, quick guys. That's exactly what Stephon Diggs is. I wouldn't say small, but I mean, he's not a Mike Evans or Julio Jones. He's literally fits the Bills offense perfect. Like, he's got speed. I just think he's short. Perfect. Yeah, I'm not gonna say he's little, but he's short. He's smaller and quick.
So I have a little issue with wide receiver divas. Let's name some divas that once they became divas weren't able to perform. Dez Bryant, Odell last year. I mean, he got a 1,000-yard season, but he was not what he was.
He was not the.
And yeah, now Diggs diva'd himself out of Minnesota.
No, he didn't. No, he did. I don't think he did at all because he had an issue with not getting targets.
So he wanted targets. To be traded.
They started giving him targets, and what did he do? I mean, I had him in fantasy in the first 8 games. He was putting up like 3 points a game, and then like for like 4 straight weeks, he had like 100 to 180 yards in a row, like. He wanted the ball, and he deserved the ball because obviously when they started giving him the ball, he did good. I don't think it was him being a diva. He's like, look, I'm a good player. I know it, and y'all aren't giving me the ball. And I think Thielen's a good player too. But once they started giving Diggs the ball, he performed. So I don't think you can really say he was wrong for doing that.
It's not like he was trying to make a huge deal about it either. I just think, like Britton said, he wants the ball. Like, I don't think he's not like Odell is going to go start throwing a fit on the sideline, which he did. He did throw a couple fits, but he's not perfect, obviously. I mean,
he's not the guy who's going to wear different cleats than everybody else and try and separate himself from the team. I mean, he still said, I love my team. I like Kirk. I like Thielen. All these guys are good players. I just think that I'm getting overlooked because of all these good players.
I don't know. You know. I'm just a fan of working with what you have, and that's why I could not put Jarvis Landry in there. Wasn't he the person that went to the sideline of another team and said, come and get me? Or was that Odell?
Odell.
Was that Odell?
Yeah.
Well, I know Landry on Twitter was not trying to be with the Browns, and I mean, that's kind of fair. Freddie Kitchens was awful, but you are getting paid big money to go out and perform, and you just – I just don't think Jarvis Landry's that.
Okay, well, I just think – I mean, Landry had a great year last year. I think people aren't giving – he was a Pro Bowler, and people kind of just forget that.
I don't give any credit to Pro Bowl. I think it's the awards that matter more than the Pro Bowl.
Okay, but
– the Pro Bowl doesn't even have the best players in the league. the Super Bowl players are some of the best players in the league, and they're not even in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but still, Jarvis Landry was a Pro Bowler. You can't say that Pro Bowlers aren't at least top 10.
I mean,
you can't put – there's no way the Super Bowl and people that have gotten snubbed in people's opinions make up 10 players better than the Pro Bowlers.
Well, Tyreek Hill would have been in the Pro Bowl over
– I have him above Landry, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to say if the top 10 thing that you're putting for Jarvis Landry being in the Pro Bowl, there was probably a few wide receivers in the Super Bowl that would have been in over and injuries and all that is taken into consideration.
There was one receiver that would have been in, Tyreek. It's the only one.
But we're not accounting injuries. Let's move on to our number 8. I got Coop.
Evans.
I have Evans. And I have Cooper at 7, so.
All right. Yeah, I think Cooper's going to – I mean, did you guys see the Rex Ryan thing?
Yeah.
Him coming out and saying that Cooper was a turd? Are you kidding me? What has Rex Ryan ever done in his career?
Well, Rex Ryan is just an idiot. Rex Ryan, it goes down as the him and Billy O'Brien probably have a beer together on their back porch, right? Or, yeah, they're just idiots.
And whenever you have the two best corners in the league come out and defend Amari Cooper, that should say something.
Yeah,
Gilmore Slay, I think, or I don't know. It was.
Somewhere. I think that Amari Cooper is the best route runner in the league.
I don't think
he's
the best hands in the league, but I think
best Devontae Adams is.
I think Michael Thomas is.
Michael Thomas isn't really like the best route runner. I just feel like he comes out of his break.
I just don't think I've seen. I don't know how you could disagree with that. I mean, Amari.
I put Amari at two.
Two. Jeez.
You don't think he's the best route runner?
Not on the list. Chill.
Oh. I was like, that was a running jump, Sorsby.
Okay.
I'm fixing
this. I have Evans at 8. I already explained that because he's just always been consistent. I think And then Cooper, I already said, at 7, he's a great route runner in my opinion. So,
my number 7, I have Juju.
Wow.
Ooh, I forget to put Juju on my list, but I don't think he could be on my list really.
Because he showed us.
But I have Lockett, which I feel like, I don't know, I think my 6 above him are better, but I feel like Lockett really deserved, he could potentially be in the top 5.
Boom definitely sold me in the last podcast, the podcast before that on Lockett, so I see where you're coming from there.
I really like Lockett. 6. Yeah, that's understandable.
I don't have Lockett in my top 10, but I could definitely see it. He is probably an 11 for me.
Wow. Who were your ones before this?
Cooper, Galladay, and Evans.
He's better than Galladay. And Evans.
I don't know.
I just can't see. Every year Lockett gets overlooked. I just don't understand it.
But I wouldn't say every year. I'd say this was his first good year. Like really last year,
he was a beast though. Like
yeah, exactly. This past year was his best year, and the years before that weren't anything special, because nobody really. I mean, people knew about him because he'd score long touchdowns. He didn't
get any targets, yeah.
But
so yeah, I have Juju at 7. I think I don't agree with people coming out and attacking of wide receivers who don't have a quarterback. Duck Hodgins and Mason Rudolph were awful. They were terrible. You can't discredit Juju that hard because they're working with probably a 40th ranked quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not even a Steelers fan but I went to that game against the Rams. I already said this in another podcast. It was terrible. It was literally like what I like to say, watching a baby learn how to walk. That's what that offense was, and it wasn't Juju's fault. That defense is insane. So, like I said earlier with Big Ben. That offense will get on the field. But, yeah.
And with Juju, and James Washington being in that offense together, their run game not being absolutely fantastic. I think James Conner's good, but I don't think he's not a top 10, obviously.
He's not top 10.
So I think that's just going to give Juju targets. He has the number 10 quarterback for me and Big Ben. I think that's enough for Juju to just go back to his old self.
I hope. I'd like to see him do good again. But, yeah. So what are we on, 6 or 5?
6.
I've got
I have Lockett.
I have Amari at 6.
So, like I already said, I think Godwin's probably the best in the league at running the slants. I know that's going to be, but I think he has the best quarterback to throw the little 10-yard passes to him, and Tom Brady, I think.
I think Brady's Sarian's really, really accurate short.
Yeah, and I mean, that's going to work perfect with Godwin. I think Godwin's going to bring up his targets. He'll be top 3 in the league in targets. Now, if that converts to a ton of yards, it will, but I don't know if it's going to be more than my top 5.
I think I disagree with that because you can't really target Godwin. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Evans has a good game, then Godwin has a good game. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, they split.
I mean, that's how it was last year. They
yes,
really
that's how it was last year.
Amazing at
I
the
feel
same
like you
time.
You can't really get them the ball to where they both are basically equal, or to where Godwin's performing so much better than Evans, or Evans is performing so much better than Godwin. I feel like they're both going to have about equal seasons when it's all said and done, but I don't think they're going to have equal games, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. I can agree with that.
All right, number 5. This is going to get crazy, our top 5s. I have Davante Adams.
That's who I have.
That's also who I have.
Oh, okay. I think we can all agree that our top 4 are just better wide receivers.
They're all going to be the same. I can guarantee you the top 4 is all the same.
The top 5 are all going to be the same.
Yeah, the top 5 are all going to be the same.
The top 5 will all be the same, yeah. There's no way they're different. If they're different, then we're going to have an argument.
Well, my number 4 is Julio Jones.
Mine is Tyreek.
Mine's Tyreek, too.
Okay. I know I have come out. I put Matt Ryan as my number 5.
Now, what the heck? Falcon lover?
I know. I think Julio is still going to have a fantastic year. He's going to do amazing in that offense. But Matt Ryan is going to be running the ball more. He is going to pass to Calvin Ridley. They lost their tight end, Austin Hooper, which hurts. I don't know what their backup plan is. I think they traded for the Ravens backup. I could have pulled that out.
He's pretty good. I will say that. He's actually underrated.
I'm pretty sure he was like a top 3-round draft pick, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm pretty sure they picked Andrews and Hayden Hurst.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, not in the same draft.
I think it wasn't
the same draft. I think Andrews was second round and Hurst might have been third.
Which was really weird.
Yeah, all I know is those tight ends really were a big part of
the Ravens. Literally, that's why they won. Their tight ends were so huge for them.
Because Lamar needs those big targets.
And I'm telling you, Harbaugh did his thing.
Well, I mean, look at all the last Super Bowl teams and how good their tight ends have been. Do we underrate tight ends?
I think you have the tight ends in those certain offenses. Like,
that's why I think that high school football, Texas high school football, well, really in our, especially in 5A, 6A, you hardly see a tight end. But then
the second you get to college,
they're going away from it. But then you see that the teams that have the most success in professional football have the best tight ends.
I mean, the two teams in the Super Bowl last year, I think we can all agree, had the two best tight ends
in
the league.
They have the top 2. Yeah. Kittle, fast guy for a tight end who can also – I mean, people don't realize how great of a blocker he is. Y'all probably heard me say this before. He was a big reason why that run game was so good with a bunch of no-name guys. Because having that extra elite blocker is huge. So, yeah.
I think that tight ends are really, really important. I think that high schools need to start using them more.
And you both had Tyreek. I mean, I have Tyreek higher.
Speed kills.
Speed is the NFL.
I wouldn't say it's everything, but
it's a lot. So, my number 3, I have D-Hop.
That's who I have.
I have Julio.
I think D-Hop's going to – okay, he's not going to regress. That's a bad word to say.
He stays the same or a little bit worse.
I think that's a perfect way to say it, because I think Kyler is worse than Deshaun.
And what I don't do, wait, we got to see Kyler with a good receiver. You know what I mean? Deshaun, that basically, Deshaun this year is what Kyler was last year. And Kyler this year is what Deshaun was last year. So we're going to see. No, we're not. I'm not saying same skills here, but I'm saying team wise. Will Fuller and Christian Kirk, I mean, sure, whatever. They're the same. We'll just give them that. But we're going to see how Kyler does with D-Hop, and we'll see how it will compare at the end of the season, obviously, if really who did better with D-Hop and what he did with the Cardinals. See what he did.
So the reason why I have Julio at three is kind of my same thing with the running backs. I can't give you – I mean, obviously, our top fives are all the same. So we all agree that those are the top five receivers in football. Our top threes are, I think, all the same. Well, no, they're not. But my top three could go anyway because you have – in my top three, you have a record breaker last year. Then you have a guy who's always great. And then you have another guy who's always great. So, I mean, I don't know. I have Julio behind the other two, but it could go either way. I don't know.
So, number two, I have Tyreek Hill. Speed kills. He has the best quarterback in the league. I think that the Chiefs are just going to – they're going to be really good again. There's nothing showing that they're going to be bad. And I think Tyreek –
don't even think that they changed anything.
They really didn't. They're just running it back. And Tyreek with a full year, hopefully, this upcoming season, I think it's just going to be ridiculous – amounts of yards and touchdown receptions.
Yeah, I have Michael Thomas.
That's who I have.
Okay.
I mean, beast. I mean, like I said, he could be
him and DeAndre are the strongest hands in the league. That's.
I mean, they have the glue for hands.
They do, and that's the reason why I have Tyreek at four. Is he's not. You can't say that he's nearly as good a hands as any of these other guys, but he just has that speed on him.
Yeah.
But you can't say either that Tyreek gets the ball in his hands. There might not be a touch. There's a chance there's going to be a touchdown every single play.
Yeah, we can't say Tyreek Hill has bad hands, though.
No, he doesn't have bad hands. He just doesn't have as good of hands as these other
guys. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, what did he have? Like 100 and something receptions like a year or two ago? No drops.
With no drops?
That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then you have Thomas, who just broke the single season reception record. So both of those guys are just insane.
So my number one, I have Michael Thomas.
I have D-Hop.
I have Julio.
All right. So I still don't know how confident I feel about Michael Thomas being number one because of Drew. I do think Drew Brees, like I said earlier, and they're bringing in Emmanuel Sanders, who is going to take receptions away. So my top three could easily move around, like Boom has said. So I don't know about Julio though.
The reason I say Julio is because he's probably, if we're being honest, he's probably the most one first or second most consistent one on this list. Like time after year after year after year, he's gonna put up yards. There's a reason that. He almost breaks the yard record every year. You know what I mean? Like, he might not score a lot, but
I think that's something I've never understood is he doesn't score as many touchdowns as anybody, but he always is consistent.
It makes zero sense to me why he doesn't score touchdowns because he's big. He can get those jump balls.
He could have 1,900 yards and six touchdowns. Like,
I don't understand how that happens, but I don't really care, honestly. If he's getting that much yards, it doesn't matter because somebody else should be able to score a touchdown. I mean,
yeah.
But I have D-Hop at one, Sorsby already said. I mean, his streak without a drop, I don't think you can say after that drop, then you can just ignore that and say that he's regressing. Like, you can't say that. I mean, he had one drop, and you can't just say, oh, the streak's over. Now he's not going to be as good. He still has those hands that had that streak. I don't think he
– Nobody can catch literally every single pass. You know what I mean? Someone's always going to drop it.
I mean, and you remember that year – those years he had that streak going, He had some crazy catches in the corners of the end zones. Like,
what insane. About the one whenever they called offensive PI whenever he one hand snagged it between the legs? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
how was that even just an offensive pass interference? First off,
yeah, that was crap. But he caught it. Like, those kind of catches that he makes are just, they're literally, it's like there's a chance that you're watching Double Me X Factor or Most X Factor when you turn on the DeAndre. I mean, it's like you pick up the controller and you're gonna feel like you're playing Madden. So, I mean, that's just my deal with DeAndre.
All right. I mean, we all had the same top five, pretty much, just different order. Let's move on to tight ends. We can speed a little quicker through the tight ends, and then I have my trademark questions for you guys.
All right.
So, number 10, I have O.J. Howard.
That's exactly what
I have. I also have O.J. Howard.
Oh, all right. I wasn't expecting you guys to put
– Me either. I didn't even expect y'all to have O.J. in your top 10.
Yeah, neither did I. I mean,
great minds do think alike, boys. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I think O.J. Howard has the best potential to be a top five on this list. Yes. Like, move up.
No. Well, yes. To move up, yes.
Tom Brady – he's had tight ends, Rob Gronkowski, the late Aaron Hernandez. He's so good with tight ends. Let's be honest with ourselves. O.J. Howard is an athlete. He is a beast. He just hasn't been in the right system to be able to do good with that. And I think Bruce Arians is going to use the tight end more this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, number 9, I'm guessing Boom's going to have this guy a lot higher. I have Austin Hooper.
I have Jared Cook.
That's who I have, Jared Cook. I do have Austin Hooper a lot higher, though.
I have Cook at number 8.
All right, I just have Cook up there just because he's just a part of that elite offense. And
he's going to catch a few touchdowns. He's not going to be Travis Kelce, George Kittle.
I think after the top, like, 3 or 4 tight ends, there's a significant drop off as far as yards and touchdowns go, but they're still good players. So that's kind of
they're players that real. Make key plays, not that have key games.
Yeah, because like the top 4 change a game. The top ten could change
the outcome of the game.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So.
All right. Yeah, I just don't think Austin Hooper's going to have as much target share in the Browns offense. So that's why I just have him a little bit lower. Then I have Jared Cook at number 8. Who's your guys' number 8?
Ebron.
I have Ebron.
Okay. Sorsby?
I have Ebron, yeah.
I don't even have Ebron.
Jeez, me and Sorsby have the exact same list.
Yeah, that's We'll see if your guys' top 5 is the same. I mean, these bottom guys are kind of easy. And
like I said, you.
I'd say there's 5 really good tight ends.
You game plan for the top 5. You don't really game plan for the top 10. If that makes sense.
I mean, I have 6 on here that I think could honestly change a team.
I think 7. 7 on my list. From 7 on, I think are key players.
So, all right, we'll move 7. To 7. I have Henry.
I have Andrews.
I have Evan Engram, who I think is actually a really good
player. He's not on my list.
I have Engram higher.
I don't have Engram on my list.
Henry, I think, I mean, I don't think he's not part of my change the game type thing because I don't think he's going to do as well.
I think you bring in Herbert or even leave Tyrod, Henry's going to be more a part of the offense. Because neither one of those – well, I take that back. Tyrod would throw the ball to Henry a lot. Herbert would take some deep shots for sure, but I don't know.
I have Andrews. I assume y'all probably have him higher.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I do. Andrews is one of the guys that changes the game for me, I think.
100%.
I have Andrews that low just because I think that the guys above him are just so good. I have Henry at 6.
Yeah, that's why I have it 6.
I think he's going to be a big target. Him and Keenan Allen are kind of their only 2 targets. I mean, you have Eckler, but he's a running back.
Mike Williams, too. Don't forget about him.
Yeah, but he's not like
– He's a deep threat.
I mean, real quick, I want to talk about Andrews. I have him a lot higher. Lamar Jackson likes his tight ends. Coach Harbaugh likes his tight ends.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we just talked about, whenever we were, I think, talking about Lamar, his tight ends changed that team. So,
yeah, I agree. And I think that also getting rid of a tight end is going to give Andrews more.
So,
like I said, I'm not taking anything away from Andrews. I just think the guys ahead of him are going to be better.
So my number six is Ingram.
Mine, yeah. Wait, really?
I already said mine was Henry.
Yeah, ours is Henry. Yeah.
So we'll just move to five. I mean, I guess we can talk about Ingram. Ingram, he's fast. Hopefully Daniel Jones can get him the ball. There's not much else to throw to in that offense except for Saquon and Ingram. And we saw that last year before, I believe, Ingram got hurt for a good amount of the year.
Golden Tate still a Giant?
What? Golden Tate?
Is Golden Tate? Because he wasn't bad last year.
All three of the receivers weren't bad. Slayton ended up coming alive late season. Shepard was hurt, but he was good whenever he was there. So, I mean,
the Giants are the team that shocks the world this year. They're the Titan story. Watch out. I didn't have them picked, but thinking about their offense, they're a bunch of guys that everybody kind of underestimates that could come together.
I don't know. I think their division is too much to be able to handle.
I think that's the one division they could do it.
Redskins get last in our division this year, and then it's going to be us and the Giants fighting for it. That's my opinion.
All right. My number five is Ertz.
Mine's Andrews. Looking back at it, I would have swapped my four and five. I think I would have put Andrews at four and my four and five.
I have a Waller.
So, Ertz, he took a big step backwards last year. And it feels like Dallas Goedert, their backup tight end, is starting to – he took a lot of snaps away from Ertz. And it seems like they're starting to move more towards Goddard, who's quicker than Ertz, than Ertz, like, who is more of just a position possession catcher.
Yeah.
I think you're going to start seeing the same thing that happened with Jason Witten in Philadelphia. But the reason I have Waller so high is he was really good last year. That team just keeps getting better, and now he has one of the greatest to ever do it to mentor him.
Yeah. I don't even have Waller on my list.
Jeez. I have Waller four.
I just think he's going to just fall. I think he's a one-hit wonder, and that's
– No, I don't think so. I think that team keeps getting better, and I think that's going to help him. But who – did you have Waller, Mike?
Yeah, I have Waller four.
Yeah.
I have Ertz. And
I have Ertz at four, too.
And I would have just swapped my Andrews and Ertz because, like what Mike said, Goddard's really taken over. And
Goddard is taking over. He took away so many snaps. They did not put Ertz in that offense.
Okay, well, you can't say Goddard's completely taking over.
I'd say another season or two, and Ertz is on the move.
No, I wouldn't, but I would also have Goddard pretty close to my top 10. Just because Carson Wentz likes his tight ends like Lamar does. And, I mean, they don't have any wide receivers to throw to, so throw to the tight ends.
If Carson Wentz can even get through a full four-quarter game.
Yes, obviously, but I'm not predicting injuries.
Well, no. All right, I have moving to three.
Who?
Three?
Yeah, I have Andrews.
I have Hooper.
I have Hooper, too. I think Baker hits Hooper a lot. I think that if anybody, like, suffers the target share, which is kind of crazy, is Jarvis Landry. Because Odell, we all know Odell is a diva, and he's going to complain. I think Jarvis can settle for a little less target share than OBJ can.
I think Cooper's going to get a lot of targets because, I mean, he was a fantasy beast last year. Jeez, but,
That's Ryan throwing to him, though. Ryan throws the ball 50 times a game to,
Exactly.
But I still think that it gets a lot of targets because if Baker Mayfield is, I mean, if he's going to be that kind of just not really your – a big play guy is going to be more of your game manager type like Kirk Cousins, which I think he will be because of how that offense is built. and how Stefanski play calls, I think Hooper's going to get a lot of targets.
Yeah.
All right.
All of our top two are going to be the same. It's just they might.
They might be different. I have Kittle at two.
Yeah, that's why I have Kittle at two. I think Kelsey's still better tight end.
Yeah.
I think Kittle's a better
blocker. And a better quarterback throwing to him.
Better quarterback throwing to him for sure. And I think he has better hands than Kittle. Kittle's faster.
I have Kelsey at two. I've already kind of said it earlier. I think people are just looking at what shows up on the stats. Tight end's blocking is a lot more valuable than I think people rate.
And Kelsey can block, though.
I think the stats Kelsey puts up. But Kittle's faster, and he can block better.
This is what I'm saying, is you got to remember, Kittle had the block. The Chiefs don't run the ball like the 49ers do. So because the 49ers ran the ball 40, 50 times a game.
Because they had to. Because
yeah, exactly.
They don't have the quarterback that the Chiefs have. I think that Kittle brings more to his team than Kelsey does because they need Kittle. They need that extra blocker. They need that big target for Garoppolo. And he's also really fast for a tight end. He's kind of like an Evan Ingram as far as speed.
That just doesn't that doesn't make him the better tight end.
Yeah, I don't think that makes him the better tight end.
I think that as far as valuableness to the team, as far as changing the game and changing your team, I think Kittle's better. But I also think Kelsey's a great player. I think they both fit their schemes perfect.
I don't think I don't think they could switch. Let's just say that. I don't think they could switch teams because
I think they both fit their schemes exactly. I think they use them perfect. I think they both fit their quarterbacks how they need to. So
yeah, for sure.
And that's a good thing about tight ends. That's why you need a tight end. You can if your offense needs more of a blocking tight end, then you can go that route. If you need more of a great hand, core touchdowns kind of guy, then you can go that route. I think that's why tight ends need to be more used in football.
I agree. All right. We have Kelsey at one, me and Sorsby do. Let's move on to our questions. So like I've said, we have these lists prepared before time, but I like asking questions just out of nowhere and seeing what my guests can say. So I have two questions today, I believe. We'll see how this first one goes first. Tell me your guys' top four head coaches.
Boom, you want to start us off? Or you want?
I'll start us off.
Here, you want to go 4-4-3-3?
I don't know if I can. Let's see here. Top four. All right. Let me think here. I think at four, I know I'm going to leave somebody out. I'm going to say Stefanski.
I mean, you haven't even seen him win in the Super Bowl, though.
We haven't even seen him coach a game yet, but I think he'll be number four.
All right. Source me.
I'm trying to think. I want to say it's probably
This is really a tough question with no preparation.
I'm trying to think of like all the teams and like their head coaches.
Another one that could be at four for me is Harbaugh.
That's what I'm gonna say is four is Harbaugh. Harbaugh is four.
All right.
Harbaugh's not gonna be above, but I think he could be up there too.
All right, you want me to go three, Broom?
Sure.
I'm gonna say that it's Sean Payton for me.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Number two, Boom.
I would say that it's Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Big Red as well.
Okay. And I think everyone's going to have the same number one.
It's going to be Belichick.
Belichick, yep. And it's not even – I don't even think he has that great of a season this year. It's just what he's been able to do with what he's had. I mean, he's a system head coach.
I'm saying –
he takes whatever he gets, and he's going to turn them – he's going to get low-budget guys and say, I'm a good enough coach to not spend big money, but get a bunch of guys that I can work with every single one of them, not just have a few superstars like other coaches want.
I don't feel like we've seen Antonio go to him. Like, I don't think he handles big superstars well, and I don't think big superstars handle him well.
He doesn't need to because he gets a bunch of guys, a middle-of-the-pack guys, And like I said in other podcasts, you never can pick out the Patriots and say they are stacked. Like, you can always say, okay, in recent years, okay, this Chiefs team, they're going to be stacked. This, you know, this team, they have these superstars. It's never like that with the Patriots, but you always have, I think it's Belichick. He's the reason why he can turn a team with not that many superstars into greatness.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I pretty much have the same ones as you guys. I completely agree with Sorsby's. That's exactly how I would have mine. My last question for the day, tell me three head coaches that you think could possibly be fired after this upcoming season.
The Broncos head coach, if they don't have a good year.
Definitely no. Wait, I'll take that back. I'll take Chicago. Nagy is gone. Nagy has to be gone. Okay,
that's the head coach for the Bears. That's boom. That's one of yours. Sorsby?
I take back what I said because I don't think that the Broncos coach is really going to be gone.
I think he has a longer leash than some other head coaches right now.
I want to say, honestly, if they have a bad year, I think Tomlin was on the ice.
No.
Like,
no
last way. Year.
Wow.
No. It's definitely got to be – what's his name? The Brian – is it Brian from the Dolphins? Because
– whoa, he's a great coach.
I don't care what y'all say. If he has a bad year, like, cool. He had – decent year last year,
but he hasn't even got a year. He hasn't even got a full season. There's no way they fire him after, or not even having his team.
I think that's probably our most controversial thing of the episode.
Yes, I don't agree.
Looks like Sorsby's getting the hate for this episode.
I don't know. Ron Rivera for the Redskins.
No,
I'm saying like all these
new coaches, same team.
Like, I'm trying to think.
Do you mean to tell you mine?
Sure.
I have Anthony Lynn, the Chargers of, or the head coach for the Chargers.
For sure.
I have Adam Gase, the head coach for the Jets. And yes. I have Matt Nagy.
Maybe this one's a little maybe, but I don't know. Who is the Jaguars head coach?
Doug Marrone. Oh, yeah, that's actually a fantastic one.
Yeah,
he could have got fired last year.
He should have been fired this year, actually.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're giving him another year, he has to prove it because
– I think definitely the number one on the hot seat, though, is definitely Nagy or Nagy, or however you say it.
No, I think even I don't agree with that. Brian, I actually think the number one is probably Jack.
No, because that offense was pitiful last year. Like, literally
– Yeah, but he was so close to being fired this – last offseason, and I think they worked something out and gave him another year. So I think he's probably the closest. Anything else?
What was I gonna say? Dadgummit. I don't remember.
All right. Any final thoughts from what we've said today, gentlemen?
I want to say that, somewhere out there, if any high school football coaches are watching this, put a tight end in your offense next year.
I agree. Sorsby?
I agree too, but I'm also fighting for a spot right now, so I mean, I don't need to be pushing any coaches' buttons.
Yeah, Sergeant Sorsby over there is, going to be quarterback one next year.
That's my quarterback.
It's our quarterback right there.
All right. Let's hope it's Mike. Let's hope it's y'all's quarterback.
What'd you say?
It was a pleasure.
I said, let's hope it's y'all's quarterback.
Oh, it will be. It will be. All right, boys. I think we had a good episode. Do you guys want to tell them where to follow you on Instagram or Twitter? Boom.
They've already got mine. I'm good.
Sergeant?
Nah, I mean, I'm straight. Brendan Sorsby. Just search it up and you'll find me.
All right. Thank you for coming on, boys. And hopefully I can see you on again.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys.
Hey, next time we might have to do an all-time one.
Or you both have brought up college.
College first and then all time.
Yeah. I think college you can only do like top five though.
Yeah, and I'm going to need to do a ton of research on that because I don't know enough.
All right, they'll
tight end would be the hardest. Tight end would be the
Yeah.